Hello, this is Eva from Bay Harbor Med Spa Miami in Atlanta, and today we are going to talk about constipation and your skin. And what is the correlation between constipation and your skin? And let me tell you something, such a huge correlation between constipation and your skin, constipation and your life. It is one of the known conditions that 70% of women suffer from, and majority of women that suffer from constipation, majority of them, this happened to them after they had a baby. What the correlation is between having a baby is just my personal, logic and my personal common sense. And I think that when a woman is pregnant and you carry a baby, everything is smooshed, everything is pushed, your intestines are pushed, everything is pushed because you're carrying a life, you're carrying a baby inside. And I think that then once you deliver and you push and you have vaginal delivery, I think that strain and that push also changes some configuration in your body, that women get constipated once they delivered their first baby. In my practice of treating human skin for over 40 years, I would say very easily that 70% of women of all ages and older women suffer from constipation. And let me just tell you something. Constipation is a horrible, horrible situation, horrible feeling for a person that doesn't go to the bathroom. It has so many very bad side effects on the body, on the brain, and on the skin. I'm not even going to go into the details, you know, how it can affect your existence, but let me tell you something, it does, and it has horrible, horrible side effects, and I will only address the issue of constipation and human skin. I'm not going to dwell into the other side effects. But what should a woman do? What can a woman do? How do you solve the problem? How do you eliminate constipation? So here is what I would suggest. For every woman that suffers from constipation, whether it's from the time that she had childbirth or whether it's from childhood, because this is something that happens and it doesn't happen overnight. It's something that something happened to the body or your lifestyle. So the first thing that I would do and the first thing that I would eliminate from my diet when I suffer from constipation would be red meat. It's the first thing that I would eliminate from my diet. The second thing that I would eliminate from my diet would be sugar. The third thing that I would eliminate from my diet are carbohydrates that come from pasta, that come from potatoes, carbohydrates, starches. And I would change the way I eat, and I would change it to a diet that consists mainly from vegetables, a lot of raw vegetables, a lot of salads, some cooked vegetables, liquids. But I personally am not a believer or a preacher that says that you have to drink 8 glasses of water or half a gallon of water. I never subscribed to that philosophy. What I say to you is you drink water as much as you feel that you want to drink. I am not a believer that you have to drink gallons of water for you to be able to go to the bathroom, not to be constipated, because that is not factual and that is not true. What I believe is that if you eliminate carbohydrates, if you eliminate sugars, if you eliminate starches, if you eliminate red meat from your diet, and you go more on a diet of vegetables and a lot of raw vegetables, I think that you change the habits of your eating, you change the habits in your intestines, you are bulking up your intestines, you are bulking up the food that has already been digested in your system, and you are helping it to pass through your intestines and your colon. The second thing that I would suggest to women that are constipated on a permanent basis, and I can tell you that I know women that don't go to the bathroom for 2 weeks. So here is something that I would suggest, and I actually on my YouTube channel I made videos about that subject. I would suggest that you go to Walgreens, go to Walmart, go to a drugstore, and look for a, I think maybe it's called a douche, a vaginal douche, an enema bottle. The whole thing costs less than $15. And what that is it's a rubber bottle that those of you who are older would know that we used to use it. And in Europe, it was very common if you had your period or you have pain, you would fill this rubber bottle, it's square, with hot water, and then you would put it on your belly and it would ease your pain, your period pain, your cramps. That's the same bottle that I'm talking about. But what you would do is you would do a colonic to yourself. You would do an enema. And I would suggest that you do those at least 3 to 4 times a week for women that are constipated. This is something that will be very beneficial and very, very helpful to you to get your bowels moving. The way you would do it is as following. You will buy this bottle, you will open it, you will see it has a bottle, it has a hose, it has a clamp, and it has usually two pieces that you attach to the end of the hose. One, which is smoother, and it has just one or two openings, little holes. That's the one that's for the anus, and the one that is a little bit bigger and it has like a shower and it has many holes, that's the one for the vagina. So you would use the one that is smoother, it looks like a tube, and you would attach that to the hose, to one end of the hose. You would go and make a cup of fresh coffee or make a container of fresh coffee. You would pour a cup of fresh brewed coffee into the rubber bottle, and then you would add water, just regular water, until you fill up the bottle. You will close the bottle because the hose at one end you would insert that attachment that I said is smooth and round that will go to anus, but at the other end it has like a cork that closes the bottle. You will close the bottle, shake the bottle, open it again, stick your finger inside, and see that the mixture of the coffee and the water is warm or lukewarm, not hot. It cannot be hot. This is why I said a cup of coffee and then the rest is regular water. So the coffee can be hot, but the other water is just regular tap water, and when you mix it, it will be lukewarm. Then you take that into your shower. The best way to do this, and the easiest way to do this, is you have to have your privacy and you have to have your time. What I would do is I would hang, and when you, by the way, when you put this attachment, I said it has a clamp. So once you attach the hose and you close the hose, you close the bottle with the cup, you have a clamp on the hose. You will close the clamp as well so that the water, when you turn the bottle upside down, the water with the coffee will not start leaking out. So the clamp is there for it to close, like press down, it will press down the hose. Experiment first with just regular water until you get hold of the idea of what I'm explaining, because I know what I'm explaining, but for you it might be a little bit more complicated because you can't visualize what I'm saying. But once you have the bottle in front of you, once you attach, put the attachments, just put regular water. And now you hang. It also has one side of the bottle as a hole where you put a hook and you hang this bottle up, let's say like on a closet door or high up or on a curtain rod in your shower. It should be at a level, it shouldn't be too high, but it should be at a level that if you lie down in your shower, and that's what I suggest to women to do, you put a towel on the floor in your shower and you put under the towel, you put one or two pillows. And you can cover them with plastic. It's okay. And then you put a towel. And you lie down on that on those pillows. Your tush should be on the two pillows. Which means, and you lie down, which means your tush is up. And you are diagonally, and your back and your face is going down. Going toward the floor. But the tush is elevated. And then the legs are going down again. From elevation, the legs are going down. Here is what you do. Once you figure this configuration with two pillows, so you elevated your tush, you need to create a way where the water that enters your anus should be able to go through by gravity and push toward your intestines, toward your stomach, in the direction so that the water pressure should be able to go in, into your colon and into your intestine. But it can only happen if you tush, your middle of your body is higher up, and then you create a gravity. Then when you insert it in your tush, the water will leak and go inside. And since your tush is up, but your back and your head is down, it's sort of like from up down, it will have a gravity point and the water will go inside. So once you insert it, once you position yourself, you can go on your hip, on your side, and take the hose with the attachment that you prepared before already. You can take, if you're very sensitive, you can take a little Vaseline and you can put Vaseline at the end of the hose, but the hose is really very small, so you should have no difficulties putting it inside your anus. You put it inside your anus, the tip, half of it or all of it, it makes no difference. You put it inside your anus, inside your colon, and then you release the clamp that is on the hose. Remember, you close the clamp because you didn't want any water come out. But now that you position yourself, now that the attachment and the hose is already, the attachment is already inside your anus, you release the clamp and you allow the water to go inside your intestine. You will hear glug, 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 which is okay. The water will go in. As soon as you feel, and you do it slowly, the clamp is like two or three settings, so you don't have to do it fast. You can do it slowly until you get used to it. Each bottle is quarter of a gallon of water, of liquid. So you put this in, you release the water in, and most of the time, by the time the water with the coffee is emptied into your intestines, you will feel the urge to go to the bathroom. Sometimes not, but you will. Then you take out the attachment that's with the hose that's inside your anus. You pull it out, clean it. You can clean it with a piece of toilet paper or with a wipe, and then go to the toilet and sit on the toilet and poop. Whatever comes out of you is okay. Clean yourself, go back, make another cup of coffee, and fill up the bottle and repeat exactly what you did. The idea is that you should work your body up to 1 gallon of this liquid to go through your intestines. Not everybody can on the first or second sitting do 4 bottles, because 4 bottles will equal 1 gallon. Not everybody can do that. But you work yourself into it. Maybe you just do 2 bottles, half a gallon, then you do 3, then you do 4. Eventually you will be able to do a gallon of the liquid going in. This process might take you an hour, if not longer. But the pressure of the water and the coffee will start moving the poop and the dry poop inside your intestines. And it will give you, the pressure will start washing out the stuck poop that is inside your intestines and in the crevices of your intestine and the constipation. You might feel lightheaded because suddenly the poop that's stuck there for a long time is coming out. You might feel lightheaded. So you do it at a time that after you did this, or you might get a headache, that you can go and relax, lie down for half an hour, take a nap, and then you feel much better. This is the way how you have to do to unconstipate yourself for several weeks until you will feel that you start going more on a regular basis to the toilet. The normal way for a human being to go to the bathroom for number two to eliminate is at least once or 2 times a day, at least. Now, once you work your way through this and you did this, let's say, for a month, and you're now in the process where you go to the bathroom, if not every day, but every other day. That's a big accomplishment from going to the bathroom once a week or every 10 days or every 2 weeks. Now I would suggest that you go on Amazon and you buy an attachment. It's called Go Bidet. Go, G-O, Bidet. B-I-D-D-E-T. I think it's Bidet. B-I-D-D-E-T. I think that's how the spelling is, but it's Go Bidet. That whole attachment costs about $150. You don't have to have special skills. You don't even have to have a plumber. You just follow the instructions or have a husband or have somebody, and if you have a plumber or handyman, in 5 minutes they can install it. On every toilet, it can be installed. How do I say on every toilet? Because you have water that's going into your a tank that you are flushing with. So this attachment is actually inside the toilet, but the water hose is attached with a T to the existing water hose that you have for your water tank, and you get water into this attachment. It's very difficult to explain for me how this works, but if you go to Amazon and you go to Go Bidet, there's actually a video that shows how this attachment works. But just picture yourself in a very simplistic way. Just picture a pencil, because the whole attachment, attachment that moves, the handle that moves, is the thickness of 1/4 inch over like a pipe. So let's just picture yourself that you have a pencil that's attached to the inside of your commode on the side. And on the outside, you have a handle. And the handle maneuvers this pencil from being attached to the side, let's say to the right side of the commode. The handle moves it, and now the pencil moves. And the pencil moves and it goes from the side, it goes to the middle of the toilet, to the middle of the commode. And this pencil has at the end of the pencil, instead the pencil itself, but just picture yourself holes where water can come, like a little shower head. So the Go Bidet is actually, It's something that attaches to your toilet. It sits on the side of the toilet and it has a small handle, and you move the handle, and by moving the handle, you move the attachment, which is about quarter inch. The pipe is about quarter inch thick, and it attaches it. So it comes sort of like across from the side of the toilet to the middle of the toilet. And you then release with the handle that's outside of the toilet, you release water and water pressure. And you position yourself, because the attachment is like a showerhead, like a bidet. And you position yourself so that your anus should be on top of the shower. You don't sit on top of it, but you position yourself so when the water spritzes out, and it spritzes out with pressure, if you position yourself correctly, and you have to play with it a couple of times, with your position, and you relax, and you open your rectum, your anus, you just relax, you allow the water from that pipe that has at the end like little holes, like a showerhead, that water with pressure goes inside your colon, and it pushes water up through your intestines until you hear gargling in your stomach, gla 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 gla. But what this accomplishes is the same thing like the colonics that I told you to do with the bottle, except that this is already for people that are a little bit more advanced and that empty themselves for a little while. And then you do this every single day. You take extra 5 or 8 minutes in the morning for yourself, and you sit on the toilet, and you sit there, and you let the water go up your rectum, your anus, and you will hear the water go as much as it can go. Poop will come out. Flush the toilet. Continue allowing the water to go in. The time that you know that you are done is when you hear gargling in your stomach, which means that all the poop on the way is out, was emptied, and now the water pressure has the ability to push the water up toward your upper intestines, and you hear it gargling, which means you are clean. All the poop is out. You hear gargling means you are clean. There's no more poop. You then release, close the water. You, of course, have to clean the toilet because you spritz everywhere, but that's just part of life. So once you get up, you of course, before you get up, you move the handle to the side, you turn off the water, then you get up. Either you take, if you have your toilet next to your shower, you can take your shower ahead and wash the toilet, you know, just rinse it. If no, you know, take a brush, take something and clean the toilet, because your poop is everywhere. But that's okay, because you have poop and water mixed, so it's everywhere, but you're sitting inside the toilet. So that's okay. It's in the toilet where it's supposed to be. And this, my dear ladies, is how you unconstipate yourself, how you become regular. For those of you who suffer from constipation, this is the only way. Between eating the way I suggested to eat, between starting first on constipating, doing it with the colonics, and then buying this Go Bidet and attaching it to your toilet, this is the way you will get regular, even if you won't get regular by yourself, but you will become regular by force, because you will do the bidet colonics every single day. Every single day. I wouldn't live without it. This is my morning routine every single day. I use the Go Bidet. And I always said, you know, that one thing I'm sure, that I will never get colon cancer, because I don't hold anything in my colon. I get very, very clean. I empty everything out. And I use this for 15 years. Before, I would buy shoes, handbag, perfume, anything. This is one of the first things that I have attached to every toilet in my house. I have three bathrooms in my house. I have it in all my three bathrooms. Wherever I live, that's the first thing I do. I attach it. I wouldn't live without it. And I can tell you how miserable women are that suffer from constipation. I will change your life. This will change your life. And it's okay if you think about me when you are sitting on the toilet and you are praising me and thanking God for listening to this podcast and changing your life because I'm constipating you. Because once you become regular, and even if you become regular, not because you are regular, but because you are helping yourself becoming regular, because you are using the Go Bidet on a daily basis, and because you changed your diet, you will lose weight, you will become clearer in your head, you will feel much better, sex will be much better, because ladies, having sex with a belly full of poop actually hurts, is uncomfortable. Because the pressure on your belly, very uncomfortable. So imagine how great your sex life will become because you will be empty. You will be perfect. You will have a lot of fun. It will change everything about your life, about your well-being. And it, of course, will change your skin. Because remember one thing, everything that comes in must come out. And if it cannot come out the natural way through your colon, through your rectum, it will try to come out through your skin. And if you harbor in your intestines a constipation, you harbor poop, you harbor a lot of toxins, a lot of gas, because poop that's in the crevices of your intestines, and it's there for days on days on days. Because you suffer from constipation, you have lazy bowels. It creates a lot of toxins. And these toxins then have to come out somewhere. These gases have to come out somewhere. So they try to come out through your skin. When they try to come out, your skin breaks out. You have pimples. You have pimples on your face. You have pimples on your chest. You have pimples on your back. You have pimples on your tush. Because it's trying to come out any possible way. But it's toxic. It's toxic to your skin. It's toxic to your body. So your skin will become a million times better, clearer. Pimples will go away. It will become smoother. It will become more glowing. It will become healthier because you become regular and you poop every single day. So Go Bidet is the thing that you have to buy on Amazon, costs about $150 or less. And the other thing is you buy this, whether it's called douche or colonic bottle, something, you buy it at Walgreens and Walmart, it costs less than $20. I can tell you that, and it's a rubber bottle. So you do that first, and then you, from graduating from that, then you go and get the Go Bidet installed on your toilet and you get to love yourself and you get to spend at least 5 to 10 minutes every day on the toilet to empty yourself. Don't get discouraged if on the first or second day you don't have a lot of poop. If you continue doing this, it will absolutely loosen up and it will come. And if you stay away from starches, if you stay away from sugar, if you stay away from carbohydrates, if you stay away from red meat, because that has a lot to do with your intestines, and you eat a lot of vegetables, you eat a lot of healthy fiber, you will become a healthy person, and your intestines will become healthy, and your poop will become healthy, and your poop will not smell. Because if your intestines are healthy and if you are healthy and your diet is healthy, poop actually doesn't smell too bad. Poop smells when you have toxins and your diet is bad and you eat bad things. So that's my suggestion. If you have any questions, you can email me to medspa, 33154@gmail.com. That is medspa, 33154@gmail.com. You can email me if you have questions. If you want to make an appointment for laser hair removal, for skin treatment, for back facials, for chest treatments, for butt facials, for face facials, whatever it is, if you need skin treatments and laser hair removal, if you are black or if you are white, and you can make it to my Miami Beach clinic, or you can make it to my Noonan Atlanta clinic, you're more than welcome to call me at 305-864-3333. 305-864-3333. I hope this will help a lot of you. And if it will help you, I know it will if you do what I suggest, and this gives you value, then I would ask of you to share this podcast with other people so that you can give value to other people and you can help other women. Same way, I don't know how I help you, but I know you people will listen to this. Same way, you don't know how you help other people, but if you share it, I promise you there will be other women that will listen to this and will be very happy that they did, because being constipated for days and weeks is miserable. Thank you. Until next time. Bye-bye, Eva.